This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So baseball, because he wasn't as sold on the Phillies trade signings as a lot of us were. And we're being joined now by a guy who I assume is going to be excited about it, by just had his 29th anniversary at WIP, Glenn Mack. Now, good morning, Glenn.
That is correct. How are you guys?
I'm doing great, Glenn. And you have a young authors thing going on at one of your places tonight?
Well, I don't know how young they all are, to be honest with you. Ray Dinger qualifies young?
Yes.
Okay.
At heart.
Indeed. Well, yes, tonight, thank you. At 6 o'clock, Puddler's Kitchen and Tap, which is our Conchi brewing place, 3 DeKalb Street in Bridgeport. It is the holiday sports gift extravaganza. So we got four authors. We got Ray Dinger, Mike Sielski with his Kobe book. Leslie Van Arsdale wrote a great kids book with Westbrook.
Yep.
And Zach Berman's book on the Eagles Super Bowl. Great throwback swag by Scheib Vintage Sports. I am currently wearing my Prism shirt, by the way.
Prism.
You remember we did that show there that day.
Oh, yeah, yep.
The Charlie Manuel's Charitable Hog Island Press t-shirts and Carl's Cards and Collectibles. Plus the Conchi packages for the 8 days of Hanukkah, the 12 days of Christmas. However,
what?
I organized this thing for months.
Yep.
I won't be there because I have COVID.
No.
Yeah, I'm in day five.
Oh.
Yeah, missed my first Eagles game in 16 years the other day.
Well, day five, that's it then, right? Then you're good.
Yeah, I'm going to I'm not going to go tonight, but I'm going to, you know, I'll test and presumably I'm good. I have runny nose. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, they'll sell a lot of books there tonight. And Ross, have you written a book yet?
No, I have not.
Give me a call.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
You can do this, Ross.
Going on already.
Have somebody else write it for you.
Give me a call.
That seems to be the way to do it. Who would buy that book? Nobody. My mom. That's about it.
You'd be surprised. I think you could write.
I gotta be honest with you. The only time I can really find time to read books is like at the beach in the summer.
Yeah.
I feel like, but even then,
Ross, listen. Reading books is not a prerequisite. Ask Keith Jones.
No. You can write one, and then you can have them read to you. They have the books on whatever.
I love books, but it seems like I always have like so many things I need to read that just happened. You know what I mean? Like
related
to
work.
Articles, right? Yeah, like articles of the, you know, I'm reading Zach Berman and Bo Wolf or Jimmy Kemsky or Jeff McClay. Like, I don't know, there's just always so much to read.
Yeah, but during the holidays, you got a holiday book, you got a week off, you'd be surprised.
I know every year my wife gets one for my father-in-law, so that's a great gift for people for the holidays.
Ross, you have a very interesting way of looking at things. I meant that as a compliment as much as Al may laugh. That would translate into something.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're not here to serve as his agent to get him a book.
I do want to
pit you two against each other, though.
What's that?
Because you text me, Glenn, when we were setting this up this morning, you coming on, that you love the signing of Taiwan Walker.
Walker, yeah.
And Ross is not sold on the deals.
Well, hold on a second. All I said was,
"Oh, here we go."
No. We were saying, Al was saying, who's the better GM,
yeah.
Bryce Harper or Howie Roseman?
Yes.
Oh.
And my point, Glenn, was we are actually watching these guys for the Eagles in Eagles uniforms, like A.J. Brown, like Kaiser White. We're watching them, James Bradbury. We're watching them play at a really high level, even Linval Joseph. These guys that the Phillies just signed, let's see how they play for the Phillies first before we start crowning Bryce as the greatest GM of all time.
Okay.
Isn't
well, if I don't have to pit them against each other. Yeah, and I don't want to say that. Yeah, because Howie's won a Super Bowl too. And the Eagles, actually, Dombrowski or Harper, I guess, got to the World Series, which is pretty good. But,
by the way, Dombrowski hates us right now. All we're talking about is Harper.
I know,
is
Bryce.
GM.
And Dombrowski is a genius. I love what the Phillies did. They had their plan early. They had clarity on their budget. They struck quickly. They were aggressive. They didn't wait around for the leftovers. And I know Taiwan Walker got a lot of money, but, and I don't want to get into the weeds too much, he didn't get a qualifying offer from the Mets, so in signing him, the Phillies don't have to give up a draft pick and destroy their draft. So you overpay him for that, and I think that's fine. The other two other things I want to say about this. One is, cigar money might be paying for this thing, but it is those hundreds of thousands of fans who jammed the ballpark and screamed for 9 innings every postseason game that gave the owner the confidence to spend this
money. Oh, there's no doubt, and the GM said that, Sam Fuld, the other day, when he said every free agent they spoke to said they could feel the atmosphere coming through the TV.
Yep, and I love that. And the other thing is, so he's a former Met. The Mets didn't want to pay him, so now they got Wheeler and Walker, who the Mets didn't want to pay. They've got Real Muto, who Miami didn't want to pay. And they got Harper and Turner, who Washington didn't want to pay. So all the other guys that the rest of the division didn't want are the backbone of this team. And I think they're going to be better in 23 than they were in 22.
Oh, I agree with you. I love this thing. And I like the fact that you have Dombrowski, who I've said before, he manages up really well. He can get an owner to part with money.
Yeah. he can.
It's a great deal. No, it's not the easiest thing to do.
No. Well, Middleton, if you remember, when we used to get frustrated that he wouldn't spend, basically said, when I believe I have a team that can win, I will be happy to overspend. And we all kind of thought, like, yeah, okay, easy to say. But the proof is now that he's done it.
He is. And now we've got two teams where people can't wait to come to, including obviously the Eagles. And boy, Glenn, I'll tell you, you do pre-games and stuff. The excitement level is off the charts for what's gone. It's just, it is unbelievable. And to have two teams rolling like this. And I really do think that Hurts has become, there's no doubt in most people's minds now. There might be doubt around the country, but honestly, I think he's 100% the fan base has bought in.
I think, and for good reason, right? There doesn't seem to be a flaw in his game. And I talk to Ross about this every week. You know, what does he still have to prove? What does he have to? He now can do this throw. He now can do that throw. I guess the last thing he's going to have to prove is that he can win in the postseason, right? Ross, that is something that you need your quarterback to do, is come up big in the postseason. And this year he will have great opportunities to do that, right? Isn't that it?
1,000%. Yeah, I mean, because, look, I think he's got a really good chance to win the MVP. I mean, think about that. Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback, has a really good chance to win the MVP. But certainly nationally, he's not really going to get the love he deserves or the credit until he does it in the playoffs. I think he will. But I also think it's interesting, are we at the point now where if the Eagles lose in the conference championship game, that this was a disappointing season? I feel like our expectations.
You
are like,
Debbie Downer today.
No, I'm just asking.
Earlier it was like, well, they're going to have to sign a lot of free agents. And, if they make it to the conference championship, I mean, my goodness.
Taylor's
going to write a song about you.
Now, you know what? One of the shows, might have been the midday or the afternoon show, did a poll question I saw yesterday or recently. Will you be disappointed at this point if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl? I'm not going to go that far, but I do think people are really, really,
today they are.
Yeah, it'd be because one of those things.
I mean, they've lost one game, so now everybody, the expectation is they're going to win a Super Bowl. If they don't, people will be really upset in the moment, I presume.
But then, like, a day later, they'll be like, wow, that was an awesome season.
Kind of like the Philly season.
We could be good for a while.
Yeah, when the Phillies lost the World Series for 2 or 3 days, everybody was just get to the Super Bowl.
Ross, you're allowed to be upset if you lose in a conference championship game. This just in.
Yeah.
No, the question is whether they would think, Rhea, it was a disappointing season.
At the moment, they would, but after they looked at it, like, my whole rule is Wednesday. By the time you get to Wednesday.
Oh, I love that rule.
Well, yeah, I mean, you cannot be reasonable on Monday after a massive loss. Wednesday, you come back down to earth and you're more reasonable.
Unless it's Dallas.
Well, unless it's Dallas, then that's going to last for, I'd say 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
That is the one caveat that
you're referring to Dallas, the best team in the NFL by all counts?
Yes, yes, by a wide margin.
Yeah, because they beat, listen, I know the Eagles struggled to get by Indianapolis, and it was not a good game for the Eagles, but the Dallas Cowboys suddenly moved to number one because they scored, 33 points. In the fourth quarter against the confused Indianapolis team. That proves nothing to
me. It was 21-19 in the fourth quarter.
It was 21-19 when I went to bed. But there you go.
Yeah. No, we don't understand it, but there's a certain analytics department that thinks it works that way.
Yeah, good for us. Yeah. You like when the rest of the world underrates you.
Yeah. All right, Glenn, so tonight, again, everybody.
So here you go. Yes, and thank you very much for this opportunity. Tonight, starting at 6 p.m., Puddler's Kitchen and Tap, 3 DeKalb Street in Bridgeport. Oh, by the way, great beer, too. Four authors will be selling their books for your holiday needs. Ray Dinger, Mike Sielski, Leslie Van Arsdale, and Zach Berman. And great swag merch from Shy Vintage Sports, Charlie Manuel's Hog Island Press T-shirts, Carl's Cards and Collectibles, and holiday beer gift pack. So I hope everybody goes out there and shows up. I'm sorry, I've been living in my basement for the last 5 years.
That's all right. They can put up a poster of you or something.
There you go.
I'm sure that they haven't met your places.
Oh, yeah, it's on the front door.
All right, Glenn, thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much,
okay,
guys. Glenn, it was a pleasure.
Glenn
Ross,
back now. Ross. And Glenn, like everybody else, it's almost bordering on obscene to have the Cowboys ranked ahead. It really is. And I don't even think it's just here in Philadelphia. I think a lot of people are like, what the hell?
I can even live with them having the Cowboys ranked as a better team right now if they really believe that. You can't say they have better odds to go to the Super Bowl.
No.
You just can't do that. Right now, it's highly likely, and even their own model would tell you that they think the Eagles are going to win the division because they have the Eagles with a 10% higher chance to go to the division divisional round. So the Cowboys' path is significant. Three road games as opposed to two home games. By the way, when's the last time the Cowboys won a playoff game, let alone a road playoff game? How about never?
Wow.
It's been like 20 years.
Oh. Well, Ross, I'm just going to give you a number now. I want your reaction. Aaron Judge, we got the numbers on him. 9 years, $360 million.
Wow. You should have played baseball.
$360 million.
You know what? First of all, I didn't love baseball that much, but I do wish I had played after I realized I needed glasses. Because it was clearly the worst of the three sports for me. But now I always wonder, like, because I stopped in ninth grade, I always wonder, like, well, that's right when I got contacts and glasses. Like, that's kind of a big part of baseball,
yeah,
is being able to see the ball. I don't know, maybe I could have been better at it. But think about it this way, though, Al, okay? 9 seasons times 162 games, okay? Aaron Judge just signed a contract that compels him to go to 1,458 baseball games and not be able to drink a beer while he's at the game.
Think about that.
Almost 1,500. There is no amount of money you could pay me right now to go to 1,500 baseball game and not be able to have a beer. There's no chance. What, am I just going to sit there at the whole game?
I guess you wouldn't have been good at the World Cup with no beer. How did you deal with Penn State with no beer?
I know. By the way, how about this? It was interesting hearing all these guys say they could see the atmosphere coming through for Red October with the Phillies baseball in the playoffs. when he said that, when Glenn said that, it immediately made me think of Mike Trout.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it's interesting. Like, maybe Mike Trout likes the Eagles that much that he wants to make sure he's home for October and November to be able to watch him. I don't know. I just, I think that's interesting that he didn't want to experience
if
that.
You had wound this back priority. 2 or 3 years, if you could wind back and the Phillies had this kind of a run before, I'm not so sure he wouldn't have decided to come to make a run here.
That's an interesting point. He wouldn't, you know, when he was making that decision, they weren't good, so maybe he didn't know that they would be good.
Oh, man. Because it's a whole different ball game. All right, we're going to get to the promise. Sean Dennis, Charlie Jason on the other side. Time at 94. WIP is 8:37.